Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, your favorite weekly podcast and number one Tubi-related podcast, hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy, and we are on episode 135. We have finished Doctor Who month, and what a great month that was. And now we are back to watching random stuff that we find on Tubi. When I say stuff, I mean movies. I should be a little bit more clear on that, but I am tired. I am annoyed, and that's the usual for Marcy. But yes, let's welcome the whole gang for this episode. First up is the terrible Australian. He is Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little frustrating leading up to recording, and we nearly recorded this whole podcast without me pressing record. But I'm doing
indeed.
Good.
Well, at least we were able to catch that at the very last second, because we don't want to do a Horror Returns where when I was on the podcast and we forgot to record that whole episode. And that became a lost episode to time. But anyways, though.
I mean, I caught myself really quickly. I had just said the intro. It was fine. We redid it. Yep. It's all good.
Indeed. But I'm good, other than that, Marcy.
He's back. It was a special month for him because of his love for Doctor Who. And it is his pick this week. Please welcome the professor of all things science. He is Professor Batch.
Good day. Welcome all. We're back doing the normal thing as we do on Tubi Tuesday. We're watching the best of the worst and worst of the best. We're going to be doing something a little bit different. We haven't done a Broken Lizard movie yet. So this week we are going to be doing Beer Fest.
Hell yes. Yeah. I'm very excited. And no, we haven't done a Broken Lizard film, which I'm surprised we've done like over 100 episodes and haven't gotten there yet.
Well, this is our first one. So
yes.
And we're starting out hot. And I'm getting drunk. I don't know about you guys.
No, I'm quite sober, unfortunately.
I have to work later today, so
I'm
I can't
not.
Get
oh, excuses.
I'm not.
You guys live in the future where it's the morning there.
I know, right? I mean, Aussies are known for drinking profusely, but yes. And
you guys have never been drunk at work before?
I choose not to.
I used to drink at work all the time. I used to drink all the time at work.
No.
That explains a lot.
I probably would have been fired on the spot at most of those workplaces if I drank. But
I can't
smoke
at work.
Encouraged it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, it's our, how many are we? Our fourth co-host, the American of the Americans. He is the Trash Panda Colin.
Hi, everybody. How are we doing? I know you guys are doing great. I'm doing great. I'm not really drinking. I have a THC drink. I don't drink alcohol anymore. So beer fast.
As your bartender, I
approve. Yeah, so let's click open and get ready for beer fast. I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm ready and excited, but
Mersh.
Yeah, let's go. Feed, I guess.
Yes. What you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is look up the film Beer Fest if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, it is streaming on other platforms and as well as on DVD and Blu-ray. What we're going to be doing is going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect. Then that way you stop the film and Batch will play the sound effect again once the ads are finished, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Beer Fest, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this episode will still be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to go to do a shoey with Beer Fest?
I ain't doing a fucking shoey.
Now I'm ready.
Mersh, are you ready to do a shoey?
Yes.
Mersh is ready.
Hell yeah. Let's do this. In five, four, three, two, one, go.
And if you don't know what a shoey is, it's pouring your alcoholic beverage into your dirty, disgusting shoe and drinking it and potentially drinking all your foot fungus along with it. So, no, I'm not doing one.
That's what makes it good.
Be ahead of this show, you could do like they do in this film and just have one of those giant glass boots.
Well,
and
yeah.
Just put, like,
I used to have one of those. I actually had one of those.
Legendary pitches.
I have drank from one of those.
It is legendary. Fuck.
Legendary.
Legendary. But we got dramatic music. Warning. The performers in this film are professionals. Please do not attempt these activities at home. If you do attempt to drink this much, you will die.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. Quickly.
Oh, it's MC Gady.
Why does he look like Honky Cornette, the weird prison women's wrestling promoter?
Is that not Honky Cornette?
That's Honky Cornette. That's me. I was in Beer Fest. I was trying to book these guys into a Beer Fest Royal Rumble, but they didn't want to do it because my cigar is bigger than their dicks. I mean,
that is a huge cigar, Honky Cornette.
That is fair.
I mean, that cigar is bigger than my dick. I can tell you that right now.
My cigar is bigger than a lot of dicks, and people find that offensive. No.
Well,
I mean, girth-wise, I think I got you on a cigar there, buddy. But I mean, length, you got me on that cigar.
I smoke the longest and thickest cigars because that's how I roll.
Always remember, it's not about the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
I know what I'm doing.
What's that?
It's all about your mouth. That's all they care about. It's tight as fuck.
Well, I was gonna say you need some good mouth motion and finger motion and dick motion and all that. But
you need all of the motions. Yes.
But I only do things consensually because I'm not an asshole.
Yes.
Oh, we're not talking about shitting on bitches, okay? Like, we're just talking about.
I don't participate in that kind of kink.
Nice. Yeah. No, that's not cool.
Well, now I gotta go to give my sermon on how to smoke your big cigars at the local prison church. See you later, everybody.
Holy shit! I had a fucking my priest. When I was growing up, I was a Catholic, right?
So was I. I'm not anymore.
My priest was an alcoholic. He had to go to rehab and shit, just like that.
Are you saying this character, Colin, is based on the priest that you do?
It's Cloris Leachman.
Probably. I mean, come on, Mersh.
See, this is Cloris Leachman, even 5 seconds in this movie, is already a Best Supporting Actress contender for our awards next
year. She just sits there and she's automatically the best.
Oh, Donald Sutherland.
I forgot he was in this movie.
Donald Sutherland! I love your Jack Bauer son.
I love your Jack Bauer son.
I love the fact that Donald Sutherland, like... Now, I'm trying to remember, is he Cloris Leachman's son in this movie, or is he, like, her husband? I can't remember.
That's your husband.
Okay.
Wouldn't he be too old to be her son? I mean, how old do you want her to be there?
Well, here's the... No, actually, I think Donald Sutherland's character is meant to be her son.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Then how old said is mother. He?
Well, I mean, when Cloris Leachman died a few years ago, she was in her early 90s, and I think Donald Sutherland's only in his late 80s now, so he's only a few years younger than Cloris Leachman.
I mean, she had him when she was 12, because apparently that was the style at the time.
Her husband at the time was Anthony Quinn.
Oh, well, that explains everything.
Fucking Popo.
No, that's Tommy Wiseau.
It is. Oh my god!
It's Lena Hosen
beer.
It's Lena Hosen Tommy Wiseau.
It is.
That was you with weed drinks in the hospital, right, Colin?
What's that?
That was you with weed drinks in the hospital.
Oh my god, dude! They wouldn't let me bring weed in. I had to bring my vape in to fucking smoke weed in the hospital. They wouldn't let you do that. They wouldn't let you go outside. I had to go out like, dude. All right.
Listen.
Being in the hospital sucks. All right. So like when I smoked cigarettes and I was in the hospital, you had to go all the way outside. Oh, yeah. He fucking was done drinking. But it's hard to smoke cigarettes and shit when you're in the hospital. Get down, Mersh. I swear to you.
Now, since, like, Broken Lizard are a team of five, should we count, if we do our awards for next year, should we count all five of them as a tie for best actor, since they're, like, a five-person team?
No, I think it individually.
Individually? Okay.
Yeah. Because if I had to pick...
Yeah, I think if I had to pick somebody for, I'd say, a supporting actor or a lead actor, it would be Kevin Heffernan in this movie. Yeah. Meanwhile, going to Germany.
I mean, that was quick.
All right. Drinking.
Title card.
It was a beer fest.
I've been to Munich. Yeah. It's a...
Have you now?
I have. I was on a Kentucky tour there.
And what did you do when you're in Munich, Bede?
Oh, actually, we went to a small club called Roses. It was like basically the size of a box. And lots of beer, lots of alcohol. And there was also a stripper pole in the middle of the club. And I was up there like dancing and everything.
Did you make money doing that?
I'm not going to confirm on that. I didn't do any Molly, no. Although I did go to also a Hopfer House as well and had giant steins of beer. And also
that's
got the smoke.
Sick as fuck.
And also
how come we're not getting excited over this Aussie, oi, oi, oi bullshit going on in the movie?
Well, I was telling my story, Marcy.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. Why aren't you wearing those beer
glasses? I have
glasses
like that. I have those and a hat like that in the back.
Well, the why aren't you wearing them right goggles. Now?
Because it's at my mom's house, and I don't feel like fucking going over to my mom's, because then I'd have to talk to her.
Marcy, are all those guys your relatives?
Yes, they are.
Yes. G'day, German folks.
G'day, everybody. You don't know how to drink beer like us Aussies, you fucking cunts.
Oh, look at these fucking amateurs.
Yeah, you don't fucking make fun of us, you dickheads.
Why does this Aussie sound like a British person?
What's a Jingo Django bead? I don't fucking know this lingo.
I don't know any of this. I don't know who these Jingo Django Django Unchained is.
Neither of you said Jingo Django once.
See, when we do Oktoberfest, we fucking drink and see titties like
fair.
That.
Booby fair.
Whoa! Wait, oh, more booby fair. Where's my...
Oh, more booby fair.
There we go.
Well, this movie is up for the Booby Fair Award. Oh, Uncle Lloyd. It looks like Uncle Lloyd.
No, that's Bede. That's you when you see tits. You have a heart attack and die.
And that was Johnny Ratzenberger.
Listen, I have to be careful when I see tits now. I can't get overexcited anymore. Oh. Like, I gotta fucking... Yeah.
You got a girlfriend now. You gotta behave, bro.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm talking about after having a heart attack. Oh. I gotta be careful.
Oh, I just thought you couldn't get too excited because you got a girlfriend and you should admire her boobies.
No.
No, oh, dude, you don't admire her boobies.
Oh, listen, I love her titties. I love her titties.
Well, I'm glad you do because it almost sounded like you were saying no, you don't admire them. I was a bit worried for you, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I love titties.
Look at that kid's haircut.
Oh my god, it's the bowl haircut.
Yes.
It's Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That weird haircut is what's going to be in all the movies this year.
I think the bowl haircut.
Is that the new Ninja Terminator Tubi wig?
Yes.
Yep.
Bowl haircut.
We know we saw 2.0. The bowl hair. I mean, the funny looking weird haircut in Triple Threat, so.
Yeah, the bonus episode. But also, don't forget, it was in one of the Doctor Who episodes as well.
It was.
So the bowl haircut is our Ninja Terminator wig and Thanksgiving moustache for this year.
And Mr. Thingy is wearing a bowler hat by the looks of it.
Yes. Back it out, sailors! Quick, head to the TARDIS! I need new companions.
Those Aussie ones were crap. Oh, ad for Kia.
Oh, ad.
Error.
1027.
As I noticed, BFS.
Sorry, we got to get rid of these geese. They're being.
Yeah, they're still in the way. We are in Tubi Canada because that's where it showed up on Tubi.
They're one of those guards for the prison. They're the security geese.
They're packing. Security geese. Damn security geese.
Why are they showing fucking Christmas commercials still? That grandma's gonna stab him. Oh, never mind. I thought it was a horror movie.
Let's go to Beer Fest, honey.
And did he just buy her a scooter off Amazon? 1031 or something. Yes.
He bought her a helmet. He bought her a helmet so that she could ride with him. So that she could get out of the house because all she did apparently was chop carrots and do dishes. So he felt bad for her because that was his grandma. And he was like, Grandma, we should go riding together. And then the grandma was like, yes, we should go riding. And then they went riding together. He got her star helmet.
That was a lot of and then story they crashed. For a commercial.
I like to make up my own stories sometimes when I watch commercials. Is that Triple H?
Maybe.
This is the factory from Alien Predator.
Yes.
What is this place?
Oh, it's inside the mind of David Lynch. It's almost insinuate that everyone in Germany is weird.
I'm pretty sure this is one of those weird German sex dungeons we've heard so much about.
It could be.
It's fucking, where's KDM FDM or Rammstein?
Oh, okay. You know what? I think I figured out a connection from the previous Doctor Who episode to this one. This guy, after Tom Baker became a doctor... And he got lost in Germany. There we go.
There you go.
This was the weird regeneration between fourth and fifth Doctor.
Yes.
See, that checks out perfectly.
Oh no. They're gonna have to watch the women's prison wrestling down there.
Oh no, nobody wants to do that.
That's what it is.
Are you sure? What kind of women's wrestling? Oh.
Oh, hello.
This is exactly how it is, like, for Louise and Anastasia in the prison. There's, like, beer. Everyone has beer when they put on a show.
That's bullshit. They should not be doing stuff like that. They should be hard laboring and all types of shit. That's why I'm petitioning to be judge of this fucking case.
Look, listen.
I might be biased, though.
Listen, the kind of prison they're in is, like, you know, a very movie style prison where a lot of shit happens that wouldn't really happen in a prison. So,
yes.
You know what they make you do in prison? Toss the salad. No one?
I feel like you need one of these, mate.
Oh, Carl got the first one for the episode.
Nobody said anything, so it just felt appropriate.
I know. Look at
these Brits.
The British are here.
Look at this British ginger nut.
You know, if we were thinking, we should have done this as Smoke Fest, Team Canada versus Team Australia versus Team USA.
Oh, yes. And then Gots and Jay should have joined
I would have to go to work. Right now.
Yeah, but Bede has to go to work.
I do. I have to work afternoons now. Weekdays.
And I don't particularly like drinking beer. Beer tastes like ass. No thanks.
No, it's Podfest.
Burn alcohol during the day.
So we just have to smoke weed, which is technically every episode of this podcast.
I mean, that's every episode, but...
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, but they can't smoke in their rooms like us.
And I've seen Son of Death. Smoke in their rooms.
I've seen that movie too.
God, I can't wait to own a house. Oh.
Oh, a lot of geezers here going with the Cockney accent, and we're here to have our Guinness, mate.
Russell Crowe?
Did somebody say Russell Crowe has a gallop?
I said Russell Crowe.
Patch did say Russell Crowe. He summoned you, buddy.
I'm here because I'm looking at all these amateurs drinking all this beer. And I'm like, you know what? I could drink all this beer and still be sober. It takes at least 1,000 beers for me to get even slightly tipsy. What a bunch of amateurs. I could do at least I could do 20 boots in a row, mate.
No, the joke is you can do both feet.
Yeah, so I've got to use both feet.
You do both at the same time. You have both boot drinks.
I got my boots. I got one boot here and the other one here. And I just go like that, drinking them both at the same time.
They made that joke in a while.
It was a very good joke. But anyways, though, I've got to get going. Me and Tugga are going to go. We're going to go for a ride around the world. And five people and steal their beer. So I'll talk to you later. Bye. Boy.
Look at these Americans pretending to be Germans.
Yeah. Hey, we don't make fun of Americans on this show anymore.
Yeah, we can.
Who said we couldn't? And was that a rule?
Oh, it was
never that being a rule. No, it's never a rule, was it?
God damn, Mersh, I am fucking high.
Oh, that dude got shot. Oh, the doctor got shot, and now he's regenerated to the new doctor.
Oh, jeez. Shot again.
It all makes sense now. It's the perfect connection.
Well, worked for Craven three times.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Albert Einstein?
Maybe
there's a guy in the background that looked like Albert Einstein.
Oh my god, I feel so silly. I think yesterday I called that dude, the character Kevin Nerfman plays, dump truck instead of landfill. Oops,
oopsie daisy. Now, Colin Batch, How many subscribers will it take for you guys to wear these lederhosen?
There'll be 7 more subscribers.
Yeah.
If someone gets me a lederhosen right now, I'll wear it. I mean, well, if they get me one, I'll wear it for no extra subscribers.
Yeah, for real. If somebody sends me one in the mail, I'll wear it next
episode. Oh, no, they're going to find out Gam Gam's an actual, like...
Lady of the evening.
Lady of the evening.
Sexy Andy.
No,
She's the original
is the original sexy auntie.
She's the original Ocelot.
The Ocelot.
Yes.
Haven't these guys ever heard of shit talking before?
I like how they all sound basically like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Shut up, Eric Olson. You go back to NCIS LA.
Look at these German nerds, Bede. They're German nerds.
God, Bede, they're nerds.
They're jerds.
Fucking nerds.
They're jerds. Fucking
germs.
Germs.
Look, there's Albert Einstein there.
Isn't that guy, what's his name?
Will on the Forte, riot? Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Will Forte, yeah.
I forgot he was in this movie. Look, to be fair, I haven't seen this for like 10 years. I don't remember a lot.
That's fucking Ralph Muller right there.
Yes. That's Marcy's favorite, Ralph Muller.
Yes, there's no denying that. I can hear someone breathing heavily.
It's probably me.
You're too close to the microphone now. And his word, you'll do it.
Oh, this, well, look at the size of that stein.
That's like a jug.
It is a jug. And it's Guinness, because it's black.
Ugh. Yeah, that's not realistic. People can't drink like that.
Sure, I can.
Yeah, you know, it's probably like, you know what it could be like to make it look like Guinness? It's probably like unfizzled Coke or something like that.
Yeah, probably. Unless it really was and they just got drunk the whole time, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
I'm thinking they just got drunk all the time.
Yeah. They did.
Oh, well, actually, speaking of...
Why are they throwing lettuce at them?
Oh, it's Jürgen Prop now.
Imagine getting him for your fucking movie called Beer Fest. That's awesome.
How come Werner Herzog decided this movie?
Exactly. But also, Marcy, let's not forget, Jürgen Prochnow was also in House of the Dead, so he's down for anything.
It was a strange time in the 2000s.
Yes. And it's like one of two movies where he gets... Das Boot gets referenced.
I mean, would you... Sorry.
Go ahead, Batch.
So one thing I would say about Breaking Loose, they're able to get great character actors in their movies.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love the fact that Brian Cox, like, he still says to this very day, one of his favorite, like, films he's ever worked on was Super Troopers, because he loved working on that movie so much.
Is that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Where?
Right there.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's just wrong.
That's harsh.
That's awful.
Oh, they're going to do a Keith Richards and snort all that, all those ashes.
Nobody commented. So.
Okay, according to trivia,
Yes.
The cast drank non-alcoholic O'Doul's beer during most of the filming, although alcoholic beer was sometimes consumed near the end of the day of filming.
Are you telling me they're responsible adults?
Yes. More so than we are on this show.
Stetson giggles.
There's that Tommy Wiseau doll again.
Someone needs to buy you that.
I'm scared of it. It's like a pre... Actually, no. It kind of looks like Billy as well from Saw, but with a lederhosen.
It definitely looks like Tommy Wiseau. It just needs a wig.
This is me and my lederhosen.
Can you do the rest of the podcast as Tommy Wiseau if he was watching this movie?
Oh, hi, sexy auntie grandma.
Sexy auntie grandma.
Yeah, these flowers are for you. I'm not going to confirm or deny because Marcy and I talked about this the other day. This may not be the last Cloris Leachman movie we watch for the show this year.
That is very true.
What would be the other one?
I love
We're not
her.
Telling you.
I love her.
Let's just say, Batch, the only clue I could give is that it will probably be your next Mr. Jingles and you probably might do a silent protest.
It takes a lot for me to do that.
I think this could be a potential, although Colin will laugh his ass off throughout the whole
movie. We'll give it this. It is better made than Mr. Jingles.
Yes. And it's a movie that needs to be seen to be believed on this show. Couldn't be more not a whore. We're to defend her honor.
Yes. We're to defend Grandpa's honor. Yes. We're going to put together our own team. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember this movie really well now. Besides just the dust boot and drinking and stuff.
Yes.
That's grandma. Wait. on the calendar.
It kind of does.
It's a sexy calendar for grandma. Great grandma or whatever.
Oh, they're at McDonald's Land.
Is it?
It kind of looks like.
Fuck, I want McDonald's now.
Wait, there's a spot called McDonald's Land?
No, I just made it up on the spot. Oh, hello!
There
oh,
he
oh,
is!
I thought he did.
It's oh, dump truck.
Yeah.
It's landfill, yeah, not dump truck. I got it wrong.
Now you got me saying it now, Marcy.
Now you're doing it!
I'm getting PTSD at the moment because I was in a hot dog eating competition once and I almost died.
I was in one too. It was right after I had the heart attack. I didn't actually participate, but I ate three hot dogs without buns, though. I was pretty proud of myself.
Well, that's
somebody
good.
Somebody likes
I had
the
to...
wiener without the buns.
Well, I had to eat mine with the bun, so yeah, I was full up.
So did
like
four
or five.
So did I, but I just had a heart attack, like.
I mean, you shouldn't
after,
be eating fucking sausages and hot dogs after your heart attack.
No. No, not at all. That's why you have cheat days.
Yes.
Oh, he wrecked his trophy.
Fuck.
Hey, that's taking drinking on the job a whole new meaning.
You know what? I didn't hate that. I didn't hate that. But for real, going back to the earlier conversation, like with the jobs that I've had in the past, there is no way I could have been on alcohol doing those jobs. I would have been, they would have fucked you off.
I worked overnight for IT, so I was able to fuck. Like,
if no one's around, but I can get that. Yeah. But, most of my jobs have been where there's lots of people around, so it's a no-go. There he is. Nathan Cornwell
has just... Look at that nerd.
Look at that fucking nerd.
He's a science nerd.
Look at that wig.
He's a... His name's Fink, even bigger nerd. He's a fink who thinks.
What?
Because he's a nerd, he thinks a lot.
Yeah, but you know, you actually shouldn't be that mean to nerds because nerds are very smart and you're going to need them to help you one day.
No, I'm just going to wedgie them. I mean, Derek was like, oh my gosh, he's masturbating that frog. He's...
Okay, I take that back. Fucking flush his head down the toilet. That's weird and disgusting, and I'm not down with that.
Ew.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He's jerking him off. And it's making a lot of frog noises. I don't like this. Feed, you've kind of disappeared. I don't know what's happened.
Hear me?
Oh, your video disappeared for a second. No, you're fine.
Oh, sorry. My internet went a little slow for a second.
That's it. That's all.
Oh, ew. I don't like... Oh, no.
What did he just call him? Wacky Toad? What?
Ew.
Toad Lord Weekly.
That frog is going to explode right now. This is disgusting.
Ew.
Did that frog just ejaculate all over the place?
It did.
Yes.
Man.
I think that frog needs a cigarette now.
Oh, he certainly needed a cigarette after that.
Oh my god, yeah, he's having convulsions still. He's still going. Like,
okay, I really hope we don't get an ad. I'm starving. I'm just gonna grab some food.
Yes.
Don't make it weird, I beg of you.
Uh-oh.
That's when you think it's weird.
I know, and I'm scared. Hello, baby Craven. How are you?
How are you? Did you recover from the last tablets?
Yeah,
you thought you were safe, but you're never safe from me, babe.
Well, you know, baby Craven, I'm gonna have to buy myself another safe, but this time, one with basically no codes or anything in it, so no one, even me, can't get in it. But somehow I'll find a way to get in.
You know that will stop me. I have teleportation tech. My dad's Craven.
I mean, I suppose,
I'm trying to toughen you up. Come on.
All right. But
I don't know why I'm Italian now.
Has your dad, Craven, regenerated to an Italian Craven?
Well, but he keeps singing. I don't know why he keeps singing. What did you? Well, you broke my dad. I saw you stuck his head in the toilet, and you killed him. I'm gonna tell on you, B. You're gonna wind up like Louise.
Well, you can tell your dad on me, because if he comes back as in his nerd form, I'm just gonna swirly him again.
But he's going to kick your ass, you do realize.
I think I can take him on.
Okay. Stop.
Ow! That was my kidney. Ow!
Don't bait him, Bead. Don't bait him.
Ugh.
And Marcy's back.
Now, what is a ZJ? There's too many J's in this movie. Ew.
Yeah.
Hey, he's trying to make ends meet.
A ZJ is a Zeus job.
So basically, it's like when you go down on a person, you got to make sure you're rhyming as you're doing it.
No, Zeus, as in...
Oh, the god, the Zeus. God?
Yeah, Zeus. Not Dr. Zeus. What the fuck?
Getting a Zeus job means Russell Crowe shows up and plays Zeus. Hello?
Yes.
What's the matter with you, B? It went over your head.
I'm sorry, okay? Shut up.
And Dr. Zeus isn't a Z.
Just like a college.
Wait, what are they doing?
He's trying to show him his coin tricks. He was good at drinking games.
Oh.
That's not how coins work.
I think he's kind of shit.
Well, he has been out of the game for a while.
Hmm. It was giving too many Z jobs.
Hey, Marcy, but when it comes to Zeus, it's not the Zeus like the god Zeus. It's Zeus.
Oh, that's actually, yeah, that works, actually.
Tiny Lister?
Yes.
Yes.
He was, for some reason, a playable character in the game. Oh, add. For Tubi, 3236.
We've already created a free account. Oh, there's the duck. I mean, goose.
Yes, security goose. They're looking for Ninja Terminator Tubi.
I mean, are we going to find out what happened to Ninja Terminator Tubi?
Well, he did get her the phone.
Oh, fair. So we just got one ad, and it's for Tubi, which we're watching this on, so...
Yeah.
He's probably off injured somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a tendon. Probably recovering.
Yeah, he's got a... Like, I mean, the man basically has nearly broken every bone in his body trying to break Louise out. So I think he's entitled just a little bit of bed rest at the moment.
Yet he still keeps trying. Love is a strange thing.
Yes. Even Barry's got, like, the T-boy haircut from the 90s.
Yeah.
It's my favorite hairstyle. Wait, when did he get talented?
The more he gets drugged, the more he's talented.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's how it works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only alcohol didn't have a really bad effect on me, I'd drink all the time.
You can do this, right, Colin?
The higher Colin gets, the better he is at these tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can bounce a fucking quarter right off of Mersh's head into a fucking cup right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Let's do this.
11 right, months Mersh, to go.
11 months, but I want it now. She's looking at me. She knows you're talking about her.
I want a training
she's
montage.
Like, if you throw, she's like, if you throw this coin at me, motherfucker, I will slit your throat in your sleep. Her little claw comes out. It's like, that would be so fucking funny.
Oh, the Topo. Is that what you
did? Not Topo.
Yeah. Ew. Oh, that's all right. I didn't mean to disrespect your toppy was so toy.
Yeah.
That's totally the you of this group, B. You would so try and hump that. Toppy was so
toy. No! Ew! Marcy, how could you say such evil things? Fucking nerd. Well, I think Fink is already a contender for the biggest fucking nerd award.
Yeah.
I mean, he's automatically there for jerking off frogs. What a weirdo.
I think that's also a what the fuck moment of the year award.
For real? You gotta write all these down.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna write them down after the show.
He really is a nerd. He just said he's a mathlete, not an athlete.
Yes. Fucking nerd.
Bede, I think you're about to give him a swirly, aren't you?
I am totally gonna give him a swirly.
Ready? That's some good head dunking, babe.
Yep. Fucking nerd.
We don't like mathletes around here because we're shit at maths.
Exactly. We prefer calculus.
Oh, yeah. The way to drink out of the boot is to not get the air bubble or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
turn
sideways. Yep. So why do I the only things I remember about this movie is to do the fucking boot.
Thanks for spoiling the movie for me.
You've seen it. And you literally True. Saw that at the beginning.
I love this. This is what me and my friends used to do in college. We'd just sit around in a fucking garage and drink beer. And just fucking smoke cigarettes and think we were so cool because we, like, wrote movies and fucking all types of shit. It was the stupidest shit ever.
It really was. Like, you're 18 and you think, oh, fuck, I'm so cool in this garage with some cheap fucking alcohol and stolen cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, my poems are so fucking wonderful. And you're like 18 and you know nothing about the world yet.
But you're so emo anyway.
But you're so sad, and then you like get to be almost 40, and you're like,
I'm still with that emo kid.
Yeah, I'm still that emo kid, but I got two fucking kids that I gotta raise to not be emo kids and not be as fucked up as I am. And
we're gonna have to we're gonna have to band together to make sure your kids don't turn out emo.
Oh, my kids are gonna be fine. Graham's gonna be a fucking theater kid. I already know he is. Graham got in trouble today at school because he beat the shit out of his best friend because he wouldn't play with him today, so he beat the shit out of him.
That's not a bad idea. When Pete doesn't do what I want, I should just, like, give him a few punches. I'm going to start right now.
They kicked him out of school today. I was like, oh, shit.
Sorry, Pete. I don't even know what I want you to do. I just did that anyway.
All right.
And Batch got pissed off too.
I just want to be included.
We still haven't gotten over you being so mean to Derek Darling.
Well, he deserved it. He set up like an army of nerd Daleks to try to assassinate me. So
and
they
you
had to all get swallowed.
You killed Nerd Craven.
Yeah, but he regenerated.
He was the nicest of all the Cravens. Why'd you do that to us, Bede?
Well, he should have become a nerd then. He should have been a peacekeeper.
I mean, can't control it.
Or a pastor, or something.
They're mathletes. We don't like mathletes. I'll let it slide.
There could have been other nice, innocent people he could have transformed into instead of a nerd.
Annoyed.
Meanwhile, it's 7 a.m.
when I'm usually asleep. Did that just skip an ad?
No.
And why is it coming up rated R on the screen?
I don't know.
Doesn't normally have that stay up there. Does it when the ads come on?
Damn. Landfill, like, you know, be hitting out of his league.
You're just jealous.
Well, I mean, I am, but that's just like, oh no, he's masturbating the frogs again.
Do you have to use that
At
word?
Least
Can
he's
you just jack in the frogs?
He yeah. just jizzed in his foot. The frog jizzed in his face.
Well, now he knows how we all feel. Even though we don't jerk off the ghost, he jerked his ectoplasm everywhere.
Oh, he ate that deer.
That's because he actually transformed into a werewolf.
I'm not gonna lie, the first time I watched this movie and I saw him just like lying there naked, but okay, that's funny, but when they showed the deer with its throat ripped out, I was like dying.
Yeah, that was
laughter.
Hilarious.
See, movies don't need to be serious to be enjoyable. They could be absolute stupid shit and it's awesome.
I know. Okay, we're gonna go get our sexy arty lessons from Graham. Sexy uncles.
Who do you think taught Anastasia everything she needed to know?
Oh, it's Monique.
Can I help you? No shit. I don't think she should have her there. We all saw Precious. We know what kind of a person she is.
Exactly.
Don't be like that. Monique is so tight. Don't be like that. I love her.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this
I'm talking
movie.
About her character in Precious, okay?
Oh.
That's not the person.
Precious!
Okay, two bits of trivia. Number one, do you know, before Jürgen Prochnow was cast as Baron von Wolfenhausen, you know who the original choice that they went after was?
Werner Herzog.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, duh.
Oh, the Hoff.
Oh, she's going at that sausage.
She knows her way around a sausage. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Bratwurst. Sorry.
Speaking of sausage, hey, guys.
Oh. Oh, it's musical. Hey.
What's up, bro?
Hey, bro.
I'm Marcy. How are you?
I'm Garland. Craven.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, bub?
I got a bone to pick with you, pal.
You're right.
Baby Craven said you could kick my ass. I remember you seemed to be killing me and putting me in the toilet. Just because I was a nerd.
Yeah, that was only once, by the way.
Yeah, but I haven't tried to kill you ever.
Yeah, you did. you tried to kill me by association through your son, Baby Craven.
Allegedly, you can't prove that I'm telling Baby Craven to go stab you. There's no proof.
Craven, we've been recording this podcast for at least 4 years now. There is audio proof of Baby Craven trying to murder me.
Yes, and just like there's audio proof of Louise trying to kill me because she admitted it. And I'm going to make sure in 3 weeks when the trial starts, she's going to pay.
Well, to be fair, kind of deserved it, so...
Well, yeah, well, you know what? You kind of...
Well, where's your trial? Where's your trial? Because you murdered her entire family.
I did nothing, sir. I was not even involved in that. That was other people. That was the sexy aunties. That was the dope. That was the sensitive Victor Crowley. I had literally nothing
Craven,
to do with it.
You orchestrated the whole thing. We witnessed
allegedly.
It.
Oh, allegedly. God.
Mate, unless you're giving me a really good bribe, I have to be a witness against you.
Marcy, you know I'll hook you up. I'm good for it.
Look, whoever gives me the biggest bribe will get me on their side in the trial.
Well, I will hook you up with some of the other stuff and I'll PayPal you the money.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I'll remain neutral for now, but we'll see if that's a good enough bribe.
They're drinking red piss.
But as for you, Pete, can you stand a little to the left?
I wouldn't do that, mate.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to stand to the right.
Whoa.
Oh. Well, luckily I did because that piano almost slammed it on me.
Whoa!
Ow!
Stop for the toilet!
Damn!
We're not done, mate.
Everyone's got a beef with me at the moment.
I need some music that's like... No, that's not quite right, but...
You shouldn't have killed Craven. He's petty. Music. He's going to fuck with you for now. You thought Baby Craven was bad? Oh, dude. Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not even sorry. This year is Bane's time, damn it.
Oh, that's the arc we're going for this season?
Yes. It's Bane time. Up there, it's their time. Down here, it's Bane time.
Hashtag Bane time.
Yes. But also... I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, look at these really old guys trying to hit us up and trying to get us to have sex with them by giving us beer.
Oh my god.
She's hot. What's wrong with her?
Look at his shoulder pads. His shoulders are huge.
He looks like a dude I used
this
to work
batch
with.
Of his science.
Name was Tyler.
Yep, this is how I do science. See, I'm a scientist, but I'm not a nerd.
Yes. You're a cool scientist.
I was about to say it's the cool kind of science.
Drinking beer and smoking pot at the same time.
All right, let's try it.
Let's do it,
Batch.
Off you go, Batch.
Do it.
Science.
Do it. Do it.
Do it for
do
science,
it.
Batch.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, he's got to lie
down.
This
drink is making me sleepy.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I just watched that episode. I want pretzels. I have pretzels.
Easy. Done.
Where did he get the
science? Proud of you.
Where did he get the teen boy prom outfit from?
Where did they get the wedding dress from? Where did they get the giant boxing gloves from?
These guys are the best. I'd party with these guys.
They just had it.
Yes.
Yeah, I would too.
B, did you do that to him?
Yes.
Maybe. Don't Quick, let's get out of here, even though we're responsible adults watching over this party.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're adults, you can stay, you'll be fine. Just be like, we were just drunk and these kids came over.
Yeah, just blame the kids, get them to go to jail.
I would.
I think if all four of us get together one day, we should go buy one of those hyper bikes we and do, just yes. ride around.
They have them here in where I live. Tandem bikes.
I don't know how well that's going to go with the four of us, because we're all over the place. That bike's going to crash, like, in 1 second.
My glasses!
Who's offends you? That? That's so nerdy. That's going to offend you so hard.
7 months to go. But I'm also going to wonder if I can drink beer while also masturbating frogs.
Look, he could if he wanted to. I don't think it'd be that difficult. When you drink,
Don't be masturbating frogs because that'll make the frogs gay.
The frogs are already gay. All the weird things they put in the water made them all gay. They're all super woke frogs now.
First of all, we don't know why no fuck won't Bud Light in this beer fest. We want good beer, not that Bud Light because it's woke. First of all, we don't want woke beer. We only want right-wing nut job beer that's for our nuts.
Well, I hate to tell you guys, but Ubi is woke
now. No, no, we broke them. No, it's not. Natty Light is not woke. Keystone Light is not woke.
When you drink beer, you drink rainbows now. It's all
I want my muscle Canadian. I want Coors Light. I want some Heineken because I appreciate a good German beer. And because I'm multicultural, some Corona, too. Well, first of all, the only beer I drink is Duff beer because that's the best beer in the whole world. And it ain't woke.
I hate to tell you guys.
I would even drink beer out of this megaphone. That's how much I love beer. I would do. I would get 20 megaphones, drip the beer down through, and then drink the beer out that way. So that way I don't become a liberal, hippie-commie Democrat who won't drink so many cocktails and vodka.
When
you guys get out of here. You get, out of here, both of you.
Realize you've been infected with the woke mind virus. It's gonna blow your mind.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird when they find out about it.
I'm not gonna say who, but someone infected the woke mind virus into the megaphones. So.
Oh, Jesus!
When that takes effect, things are gonna get weird.
Ew.
Did he just say he wants it to put its dick inside him?
Yes. Yeah.
No. He wants to put his dick in the beer.
No, but the other one said, "I want it to put its dick in me."
Was a whore.
It's because the beer Jesus. Is so good, you want to fuck it in all orifices.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with having a Graham who's like a sexy auntie.
I was going to say, what does it matter if Graham
had the original Graham?
Yeah, Graham would be killing it on the platforms, actually. But there's nothing wrong with fucking lots of people if you do it safely and consensually. It's fine.
That's why she would only be on only Graham's.
I agree, Marcy. Hey, it's me who chatted by his porn.
Hey, Chad, I just got to give Bede one of these.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree, mate.
Well, yeah, like, I had my grandparents' porn.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's got a lot of porn that you should buy. You should help Graham.
I'll look at that.
I mean, isn't this how you train for Porn Fest?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, that's a lot more loop.
I mean, you do exercises while watching all the porn. Isn't that how it works? I think.
It's kind of like jerking off on a Peloton.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Look at this dude's haircut.
It's a good thing the Pelotons have a video screen so you could watch all the paid for porn on there.
And he's got a squeegee that he just cleans it off right off the side.
Did they put...
Oh, yeah.
What did they put in the beer?
No, they found the recipe.
So they sent
him one of their beers.
Yes.
As a fuck you.
Yes. Grandpapa.
They have the recipe. Pathetic Cubans, write down the recipe.
What is with his hair?
Why does he look familiar?
He is familiar. Look him up now.
Is he in a new metal band? That's why I keep thinking like he is. I'm going to look him up.
Look him up. The messenger boy.
Oh, it's that Ram. Oh, no. This escalated quickly.
That's how you treat all the nerds, babe.
Marcy, you know who it is.
Who is it?
It's James Rodé from Psych.
Oh, no shit! That actually checks out. Pete, how many subscribers to wear the asshole Heineken box hat?
100.
I'd totally wear that. I would wear that next week. Fuck.
Colin will just make it and wear it. I need 100 subscribers.
Exactly.
You're not better than us, Bede.
I mean, I am.
You gotta draw the subscribers. Fuck.
Ew.
Ew.
They probably have a hell of tolerance.
He's so drunk he looks like Al Pacino in Scarface.
Damn. Oh. Yeah, let's boogie to the music.
Don't mind me, I'm just
going to
party down.
That's a good thing about, like, weed is you never get this kind of drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're drunk, you think you're really cool when you look like the world's biggest dickhead.
You fucking nerd.
Oh.
See, when you get high, you know you're the coolest motherfucker.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is how I think I look every time I go to a club.
That is how I look every time I go to a club.
I bet you wear that outfit.
I totally would. I'd rock the shit out of that if I ever went to a club. But I have social anxiety disorder, and I don't like to fucking go anywhere, so.
Yeah, I don't like to go anywhere where there's lots of people either.
Yeah, Carrie and I went to dinner tonight, and there wasn't that many people there, but then it started kind of getting crowded, and I was like, there was almost too many people for me. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah. And it wasn't even that many people.
I feel that.
Whoa!
What the fuck is he wearing?
I wear shit like that.
It looks like a nappy.
Oh, that's like a diaper. Yeah, that's a diaper.
Like a red nappy.
It's fluffy, though. How many subscribers for that thing?
That's at least another 16.
That's another 60 subscribers on the Pop 4D Patreon when that launches.
Oh, it's fluffy. They're fluffy on these.
I said they're fluffy.
Oh. Oh, great. Another deer. Oh, great. Another deer in bed with me again.
Oh, no. He totally banged Monique.
And this is how it all began for Precious. Booby. Oh, booby fair.
I'm gonna break your dick off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not sucking toes.
This escalated quickly. Oh.
She's freaky.
She's a total freak. That's kind of hot.
He's so into it.
Oh, booby fair. Hey, you just broke the fourth wall.
He likes the way she gets freaky. I can dig that. I can dig that.
We don't kick shame.
Yes.
Unless it's for Bede, because we're mean. I'm kidding. Or am I?
Did somebody say it's hallucination sex dreams? Hello, everyone.
What's hallucination sex dreams?
Well, you're watching this movie, and those are the type of dreams I have all the time.
How come you didn't show up sooner? Because we had boobies ages ago in this movie.
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, I was in the corner watching all this just for the... I mean, since Louise is in... My beloved Louise is in prison, I have to entertain myself somewhere. I am very rosy sad.
I'm sorry, buddy.
But I have been in the corner watching this movie because all the boobies are making me at least a little bit happy. Although I miss Louise's boobies, but that's beside the point.
Oh.
And now I'm seeing a bunch of semen.
As opposed to the semen we usually see every single week when you show up on this podcast.
That's not semen batch. That's the ectoplasm. Totally two separate
same
things.
Same difference.
It's the same thing. Stop lying.
I mean, it's different when guys do it.
It glows and you can't. It doesn't come out of your clothes. That's the only difference.
I mean, that is true, but that's beside the point.
Why we're complaining?
But anyways, though, I also want to say that Monique is hot. And she's a sexy beast.
I know that's your kind of kinky, Toby. I knew you'd like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, get her and Louise together and real.
Sucking toes and shit.
Oh, actually, now that I think of Louise and Monique together. Sorry about that.
Dude, I just washed my hair. Did you have to?
Son of a bitch.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, looks nice today.
Yes, but apologies for that. But anyways, though.
As if you're sorry.
I gotta get back to the corner and just watch all the boobies and also be rosé sad about Louise's trial in a few weeks. So I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
Ooh.
I'd be so weird sometimes.
Light them.
Look at all of them gotta pop their collars up.
Remember when that was a thing in the 2000s, everyone with their popped collars, and it's like, mate, you look like a fucking wanker.
Although, 3-6 to be fair, Mafia started that. Oh, wait a minute. I could do a costume. There we go. I'm one of these guys now.
Dude, you look like a fucking wanker. With your popped
collars. Remember, I've been popping
but
my
you know what, Bede? It works for you. Collar. I'll allow it.
Well, you know why?
You
know
actually look nicer than they do. I'll give you that.
Well, look at those chads.
Also, I'll tell you one of the benefits of having a pop collar. If you're outside in the sun, it protects your neck from being sunburned.
Exactly. That's a good point.
But again, if you're doing it inside, that's the issue.
But unlike these wankers, you don't actually look like that much of a wanker. So
those guys are German chads who buy porn. They're into the shit stuff. That's gross.
Yes.
They're into the dungeon porn.
They're into the stuff that Dark Web Dave provides.
Oh, he hooks them up.
Chad doesn't
watch.
Chad doesn't buy that porn. He only buys the good porn.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that this film has not one, not two, not three, but four Academy Award winners associated with it.
Well, then tell us in case people don't know.
Well, you got Cloris Leachman, who's a Best Supporting Actress winner. Then you've got Monique, who's also a Best Supporting Actress winner.
I will say this deservedly so, because as horrible as her character is in Precious, she was fucking amazing in it.
Mm. Also, Donald Sutherland won an honorary Oscar a couple of years ago, so that technically counts. And surprisingly, Nat Faxon as one of the German brothers. He won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for The Descendants.
Oh, no shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because he wrote it with Jim Rash from Community.
Yes.
You're making a big mistake, Gil.
Cowboy. I can't do his voice. They look like... Oh, my God. I want to punch him. I know that's the point, but I really want to punch their faces in.
I kind of wish David Hasselhoff was cast as the Baron now, because it would make total sense why they all look like David Hasselhoff in this movie.
Yeah, they look like if Orange Cassidy was a heel.
Yes.
It's Randy Orton.
In Germany, this place is called the Roundhouse.
Fuck off.
The Roadhouse.
I like it, but it was silly. Oh, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 44. How long is this movie? I thought this was not a long movie. How is this almost two hours?
I was going to say, like, I love this movie, but at the same time, I'm like, why is it nearly 2 hours long?
1 hour, 3 minutes, 47 seconds. Yeah, why is it so? It doesn't need to be that long. Yeah, we're along for the ride. What do you want to do about Barry? Although, wasn't David Hasselhoff, and maybe I'm just remembering wrong, wasn't he in Dodgeball?
Yes.
And that's kind of similar to this in a way, I suppose.
Mm. Well, yeah, that is true. But he was a judge.
Was he a judge or something? I'm sure he was in it. Someone help me. Look it up. I'm trying to look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I'm trying to look it up. Like, I'm sure he was.
Monkey Frogs.
I'm still looking. Yeah, he was. He was the German coach. That's what I thought.
Maybe that's probably why he turned this movie down.
So maybe it's a bit too similar of a joke.
Hmm. Oh, he's rosé sad.
Very rosé sad.
Can you blame him? That's a good reason to be rosé sad.
It's okay.
He's going to be okay, though.
Yeah.
Get me some beer.
Nothing's going to happen to Landfill in this movie. He's going to be all good.
Yes, exactly. Nothing bad will ever happen to Landfill in this movie. Nothing. Squat. Nada. He's going to be there to the very end.
Yep. Anyways,
yes.
We're all invested in him being sad.
We are really invested.
I'm so high, guys. Like, I don't...
That's okay.
What is going on? What happened?
He's rosé sad because his wife left him.
Wife left him and took the kids.
Actually, he's not...
She's
on a
smoke show, too.
Oh, he's not rosé sad. He's Bud White sad.
That doesn't even make sense. Womp, womp,
womp, womp. Oh, my knee is working for the enemy.
Oh,
I knew we should have been more suspicious of the really sexy, kinky lady.
This is the origin story of Precious's mum.
That explains everything.
You call that a knife? I call this a gun. Oh, I see you played Knifey Gunny before.
Knifey Gunny?
That's one of my favorite games.
Oh!
Oh.
He tried to do the crotch attack, but it didn't work.
It doesn't really work, no.
Oh, ow.
Ow, ow, ow.
That's what Kraven just did to you, babe.
That I was about to he say. Did. She learned actually, all this... her moves at that women's wrestling league, prison wrestling.
Yeah, well,
league,
she did. Also, like, this would happen to me when I was in the safe of all the nerd darlings before.
I know, when they broke in.
Hmm.
Is Monique still acting and stuff? I don't remember seeing her in much.
She does the odd thing here and there, but I think it was like Hollywood politics, like, kind of, like, kept her out of the limelight for, or at least blackballed for a few years after Precious.
How come?
Like, I think because...
Unless
like,
it's really controversial, we did talk
yeah,
about
I guess,
after.
Well, I wouldn't say controversial, but I know, like, she wanted the... She didn't campaign, you know, like, for her performance, and she wanted the performance to speak for itself.
I don't
And I think a lot of people...
that.
Yeah, but a lot of... I think Oprah Winfrey got and Tyler Perry got upset by that. And
oh,
also the
God,
director.
Fuck
so
off.
I think there's a little bit more to it than that.
There Poor probably Lance is, Hill. But that sounds like, you know, that just sounds like get over yourself kind of bullshit.
Oh.
Who's oh, shit.
Calling?
I wonder who it could be. I'll have to answer it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. I see that you've seen my trainee, Monique, because I taught her all my wrestling moves while at the Women's Prison League.
Really? I didn't know you had good moves like that, Louise.
Oh, yes, honey, because as you see, since I've been off the wine and the KFC and the pumpkin pie, and I have had to, like, you know, build up my body and strength, so I'm really muscly now, and also I know so many moves, I can, like, crash Kraven with my pelvis now if I wanted to.
Ah.
That's interesting.
That's disturbing.
It is. So once the trial goes ahead, and if I'm found innocent, then I'll properly murder Kraven.
Oh, Jesus. Louise, you gotta be careful what you say. This
you shouldn't
is being
be
recorded.
Saying that to us, though.
Now, don't worry, because they based the police and the prison guards and everyone have basically ignored my phone calls. They can't. They keep saying that they every time they listen in, it's like hearing a cat dying over and over again. So they just don't listen to them anymore.
Well, still, be
that's,
careful.
That's,
just
that's
in case.
Not how it works.
There could be some snitches around, though.
But that is true. That is true. But anyway,
poor Lansdale.
Poor Lansdale.
Oh, no, this wedding, this funeral scene reminds all of my boys, Terry and Todd.
And the rest of your family?
So yes, and the rest of my family, including my grandma, Loretta.
Yeah, but you still get to talk to them as ghosts, so...
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, but, you know, it's not the same. I only talk to Toby. Toby's like the one who, like... Because he's decided to stick around as a ghost, but everyone else has, like, decided to move on and leave me here all alone. So I'm a little upset by that.
Have you heard from Ninja Turtle 2B? Because we haven't seen him.
Well, he did ring me on the phone. He stepped into me while I was in the hole. So he basically has pretty much, like, he's in hospital at the moment. He's, like, in a full-body cast. Like he.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
And also, those goose guards really beat him up as well.
Damn, those geese really got it out for him.
Oh, they do, honey, they do. That's why once I get out of jail, I'm going to find those geese and cook them for Thanksgiving dinner later this year. No, I have to hang up now because I gotta get back to my training because my manager, JR's gonna come by and say hello, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Did you forget, like, the wrestling promoter's name, Louise? What's going on?
Listen, honey, listen.
Listen.
You're not calling Louise, so I'm trying to suck up to him.
Listen.
I mean, I will. But anyways, though.
Gotta be nice to Colleen, because you should be the judge of your trial, Louise.
Well, that is true. But anyways, I gotta get going, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
That funeral escalated quickly.
It totally did.
So, Louise seems to be okay so far, I guess.
Yeah, but I can imagine she's probably hurting on the inside. Like, she's putting up a brave face from the sounds of it.
Well, they...
Oh, we got another phone call.
Oh, I wonder who it is.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Sexy Auntie Anastasia, is that you?
Hello. It is me. I call on my normal phone because guess what?
Wow, you got really good reception.
Yes, but guess what? I'm no longer in prison.
What? Oh!
How'd you get out of prison?
Well, you see, I used the, I forgot my promoter's name, J.R. Crockett. We put the wrestling league into such good, it was very popular, they just let me out of prison, but I have to,
That's not how prison works. The trial hasn't happened yet.
No, but I don't need to. I just have to keep wrestling and defending my title. So next week, I have to fight Boyka. It is a battle of the former prison inmates challenge.
Okay. That's right. As J.R. Crockett, that was one of the great... Oh, there's some sex going on here. But anyway, though...
This is what happens when your sexy auntie learns from the best, Graham Graham.
That was a deleted scene out of Young Frankenstein. But anyways,
I need to rewatch this film then.
Well, that's the thing. I was able to get Lord. I was able to get Anastasia off early and get her parole done so she could go out and fight in real women's wrestling.
It is the most successful wrestling league that has ever come out of prison.
That's right. So
but, I am on probation. I cannot do anything bad. So I will keep my head above water and be a good girl.
Yes. And I know Honky Cornet is still trying to get Louise out of jail, but I don't think it's going to happen given her trial coming up. I mean, Louise is so upset she even forgot that I'm no longer managing her.
No. Louise doesn't pay attention to a lot of things.
She forgot that you're, I'm in your promotion and she has a Honky Cornet.
That's right. But anyway,
I'm going to go. I got to go train to some montage music and I got to prepare for Boyka next week.
Oh, see ya, Sasha.
Goodbye.
No, well, that doesn't... That doesn't make any sense. He can't just get out of prison like that. There's got to be more to it.
There's maybe something going on. I think we might find out as this trial comes up. Mm. There's something definitely going on there, but I don't know. I don't trust these wrestling promoters.
No, I don't.
They're doing some deals that we don't know about. I mean, you know, WrestleMania is coming up and like everyone else wants to put on a big show that weekend, so who knows? Wait, who shoved a paddle up his ass?
It wasn't the handle.
No, it was a paddle. Who shoved it up his ass?
Some people he owed money.
Oh.
Mr. Branderoff, as a sexy auntie, you got to learn. Your asshole has to take everything, including paddles.
Look, you don't want to hear how far Anastasia has gone with that.
I've had so many things up ass. See?
She somehow managed to smuggle in a wrestling ring into the prison.
That is nothing for sexy auntie grandma.
I'm so hard right now.
Should we be worried about that?
You know what? You know why I love
Colin for like 10 minutes? He just drives it up hard.
You know what I love so much about...
That's why he's close to the air.
That's why we love Colin.
Exactly. But also, you know what I love the most about Cloris Leachman and why she's definitely our first contender for Best Supporting Actress? She talked about having so many things up her for JJ and asshole. Like, she was saying that whole monologue like it was an Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah.
Wait, Landfill's back from the dead?
No, it's his twin brother.
I'm Landfill's twin brother.
Gil.
That's interesting. He had an identical twin brother.
Yes. And if it's okay by you guys, you could call me Landfill as well, just to make everything just easy.
I mean, it's really good. They got a really awesome replacement on the team.
I love that. I just love that about this movie. That's the fix. Just his twin brother comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even going to call him Landfill in honor. It was like that whole funeral and death was for nothing in this movie.
Exactly.
And this is why he should be a contender for at least Best Supporting Actor at the awards.
Exactly.
I'm down
for both roles. He could be like Jackie Chan for like Twin Dragons, but to do all roles.
I mean, he's playing twin brothers, so that checks out.
And I also think, like, I'm going to probably butcher his last name, so please forgive me if I do. Give me one second.
Where's the waiting music, like the elevator music?
Okay, hold on. Jay Chandrasekhar.
Jay Chandrasekhar.
Jay Chandrasekhar. Yes, he should be a supporting actor too, because he went at that pink, that paddle monologue like it was an Oscar performance as well.
Look, I'm not going to say Monique needs a mention, but I think Monique needs a mention. We have another ad. 1 hour, 18 and 45.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Somebody's a bit happy over there.
Colin, was that you?
Is he smooching someone?
Yup.
Who are you smooching?
Fuck, I can't think of anything funny. Myself?
No.
Checks out.
You gotta love yourself. If you can't love yourself, who can you love, right?
Exactly. 1 hour, 18, 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Back to Munich now.
Back to Munich to face the Mew Dicks.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, god damn it,
that was terrible. Buzz him, please.
Oh, these guys are going down a dark alleyway, but they better not run into Joe Chill.
Who?
Joe Chill.
Who's Joe Batman. Chill?
Batman, the guy who murdered Batman's parents.
Bede, knock, knock.
Who's there? Hey, I got two. There's still time left for me to get that third buzzer.
Have you had two? I thought that was your first one.
That was the first.
Oh, really?
Mine is the official one on the show. There may be other ones, but this is the official buzzer.
Yeah, Batch has the official one. I just have the sad trombone. I hope Colin's okay. I feel bad. He's so quiet.
No, I'm totally okay. I'm just watching this movie because I'm baked as shit.
Colin is rock hard Juice Robinson over there.
Listen, yes. We were fucking pre-gaming. I've been drinking this fucking THC seltzer.
That is true. Like,
That is fair.
I need another beer. I'll be back.
Okay. Yes. What are they doing?
They're just having regular beer.
Yeah, but are they doing it? Because he's like, did you feel anything? He's like, nothing. What are they trying to do?
They're
trying to see how much beer they can drink.
Yeah. Without any problems, because they drank so much beer in prep for this competition that,
right,
I think they can survive all the beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except whatever this is.
Let's go find Batman's parents.
I'm just so confused as to you and this Batman stuff.
They're going the right place.
Well, hi there. A password! Oh, now I remember. They had to get him drunk but so they could remember what the password was to get in.
Oh! Oh, fuck! But do you know what this year's password is? Nobody?
It's, Stooshy Booties?
I was going to say, you're a bunch of wankers, that's the password. The password, you have to say the password, and when you have to say it, it's like, we are a bunch of wankers, that's the password.
Yes.
You just call yourself a wanker, it's great. Oh, it's a little
monkey drinking the beer.
That monkey's drinking beer.
Check if that's a famous monkey and who was the animal handler.
All right.
We need to be careful.
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's the Beer Fest competition.
Literally the last 30 minutes of this movie is the competition.
Yes. Where did they get all the tracksuits from? The Trojan keg.
Hey, it's me and Joe, the animal handler. I was the trainer. The monkey that chopped that thing out of the day, drink beer. We got really drunk.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense, Joe, the animal wrangler.
I thought it was Bob, the animal wrangler. I don't. How many names does the wrangler have?
Oh, I've got Bob. I get Joe. Sometimes I'm Steve.
Oh. Fair.
Gotta train that monkey to drink.
Well, at least we know who the animal handler is, so we can rest easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, they're Canadians.
In Canada, woo!
Woo!
They're from Canada, eh? Get
the fuck up. Mm.
We came here to drink some beer. Now, are you gonna let us do that, or are you afraid of getting your ass stomped?
Yeah. Yeah, let them drink. We condone alcoholism, apparently.
Hey, everyone. We're here. Hello there. Hello, this is... Hi, I'm here because... Hello, I'm Brock Connors, legendary old stuntman performer.
Oh, hello there, Clark.
Hello, what's your name?
It's Brock Connors.
Brock?
I'm a Brock Carter, legendary stuntman.
Brock Cockers? Okay.
How are you British Connors. And
Southern? Well, I mean, I've had to perform many actors over the years. So I played John Wayne. I've also did stunt work for Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. I had to do all of them.
So you're like 175 years old then.
Oh, yes. I'm a very old stuntman, but I'm still out there giving those weird little whippersnappers a fig or two. Like, right next year I broke my leg. Anyway, I'm also making sure, because I'm also going to be Vin Diesel's stunt person in the next Fast and Furious movie, since he's like nearly 100 years old, too.
Well, you're a stuntman. Can you show us a stunt right now?
Oh, well, I mean, I worked as a stunt person on this film in particular, so that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Why does, you know, everyone knows, it's not easy drinking beer. To drink beer, it's a lot of work, so I had to fill in for all of the Broken Lizard guys and these guys with the help of CGI and trickery. So, because, you know, they can't handle the beer. As a stunt person, I can handle the beer.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Like, I got it. I mean, I've been around since the Egyptians built the pyramids. That's how long I've been in the stump business.
Look, I don't want to alarm you, mate, but it sounds like if someone lets off the tiniest fart in your direction, you're going to just, like, fall over from it.
You got to chug. Like, everyone keeps telling me, they even nicknamed me Brittle Brock Connors, and I'll tell you right now. My arm fell off. Anyways.
Your arm fell off?
That happens to me at least four times a day. But, you know, I'll just stitch it back up. I stitch it back up to my body. I mean, I've broken every single bone in my body, even bones that people have never heard of before.
That's interesting.
Yes. Murray, why don't you pull these people?
It just goes to show you. It just goes to show you how tough you are.
Yes. That's right. They can call me Brittle Brock Connors, but believe me, I am an unbroken Brock Connors. My toes fell off. Oh, okay. Anyway, though. I gotta get back because I gotta go work as Tom Cruise's stuntman on the next Mission Impossible film. It's not really Tom Cruise doing all the running. It's actually me doing all the running, and they have to like speed it up really fast because I walk really slow, you know? Anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
That was weird and random.
I know.
I love how he just keeps randomly injuring himself because he's a stuntman, too. I think that works.
I think so. Yeah. Wow.
I think someone might have to inform that guy that he died 50 years ago.
I think he might have, Marcy, and doesn't realize it.
That might be a walking corpse, yeah.
It could be.
I feel sorry for him. He always has to stitch back his arms and stuff.
Yeah.
He just sat on the table and it collapsed.
I know.
I mean, that's shocking.
Go Canada! Oh, it's bullshit.
I like how all the Canadians...
That wouldn't really happen. Come on.
I like how all the Canadians are dressed up like Kevin Smith.
Yep.
In their hockey jerseys.
It's the champions. Oh my God, Stephanie. We lost the beer contest. We should have won. How else are we going to get money to go shopping later?
I don't know. I didn't know it was a beer contest.
That's a lot of pissing.
Yeah. Can I ask a really serious question?
Yes.
Yes, Marcy.
So, don't you feel weird, like, just taking a piss in front of a whole bunch of strangers you don't know in a public urinal?
Well, I don't use those. I don't use troughs like that. It's usually in stalls. There's like a divider.
Yeah, there's a barrier there. Like you're not straight up looking at dick.
Yeah, but it's like it kind like I can imagine like you know if I want to go to the toilet, I don't want to pee in front of people I don't know. So I feel like all toilets just need stalls. Why do you have a fucking trough?
Marcy, he's gonna do a piss shoey. So if that shoe is full of piss, does that mean it's?
I'm preempting like
a shurin. It's full of shurin.
That was so bad. You could say it's a pisser of a shoe.
Yes. Oh. Oh, he's still peeing everywhere. Mine, bitch. Look at this dude's hat.
Why don't you wear that hat?
I want that hat,
also,
actually.
Also, why is he dressed like a leprechaun?
I don't know. Maybe he's from Ireland.
He had the German accent.
He's German Irish.
Maybe. So
it's a championship.
Are we doing the coin thing now? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Mario Bostolini. Am I like to represent Italy in the BFS competition?
This is the finals. You missed it ages ago.
I know. I was
because
a bit late.
You were late. Italy didn't make the fucking finals. It was hanging on you, mate.
I know. I was the only member of the team to the competition, so I accidentally slept in late and did miss my plane.
Are you saying that me and Colin weren't on the Italian team as the Italians on this podcast?
I think you were supposed to be, but the letter got lost in the mail, Ella.
We've been waiting for you. We were going to enter this competition, but you did not show up, mate. You're like the butter that holds the team together.
I know, and especially because the butter happens to be my ectoplasm as well.
I think we might have to kick you from the team. I'm really disappointed.
But you said I was the butter, so here's the butter. Oh, I'm making sure we stick together. There we go.
That went in my eye. I don't need ectoplasm butter pesto in my eye.
I am sorry, but I'm a little upset that I didn't make it to Beer Fest. So I'm going to have to train for next year and drink a lot of Beerolini.
I'm going to need an eye patch for this.
I got to drink all the Beerolini so I can make sure that I do not die getting drunk, even though I'm a ghost.
Well, you don't want to double die and be a double ghost.
Well, that is true. It's worse being a double ghost. Because we try not to associate with them. But anyways, though, I guess I'll have to go back to training for next year. So I'll see you all later. And Marcy and Colin, I'll make sure you get your invite for the Italian team. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Mario, just give us some Boobalini with some pictures of Boobalini. We'll be fine, mate.
Okay, I'll give you the Boobalini and the Beerolini. Boo.
This episode is so weird.
So in other words, a normal episode of the show.
Are they, like, just really shit at ping pong?
Yes. Also, is it just me, or does Will Forte look like Mads Mikkelsen in this movie?
Toby, is that you?
Toby, quit doing a bee impression.
Stop possessing Bead, Toby. We told you about this.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to take over his body.
Well, are you going to let him back to finish the movie, or are you going to just take over for him?
Oh, sorry. What happened? Damn it. Toby went into my body again.
He was talking about Will Forte or something. I don't know.
I think he said, like, Will Forte looks like Mads Mikkelsen in this movie.
Yes. You know, I wish Mads Mikkelsen was in this movie playing Hannibal Lecter.
So if Mads Mikkelsen was in this movie, he'd be known as Paps Mikkelsen.
That was awful.
No.
Oh, I guess I've been old yelling. I better get going.
What are you talking about? That was only two from Batch.
But I got shot.
Oh, you got a head. Yeah, fuck off now.
And this movie shows that people do get shot in this movie.
Yeah, but they come back to life with their twin brother, so it's fine.
Well, that is true. Oh.
Well, they finally did it. All right, it's 3-1 now.
Time for the comeback. Hey,
Barry, you can pork my wife anytime.
When did he pork his wife?
Back in college. Or after college. That's why there was like an animosity between the two of them.
Oh, okay, I missed that completely.
To be fair, Marcy, it was about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
This is how Batch and Colin sign language to each other.
That's true. it's stoner language.
Yes.
Yep.
Stoner language.
Where's that guy from? The one at the front, the German guy there.
Eric Christian, it's Olsen.
No, not him. The other one. The one that's not him.
Okay. Well, you got Will Forte. You got Nat Faxton.
Maybe it's Nat Faxton. Leave me alone. I don't know names.
You don't know the names?
I can't pronounce names. Shut up. Shut up.
And Ralph Mueller.
Ralph Mueller.
Mueller.
The boot.
Das Boot.
Actually, the German leprechaun guy kind of looks like Jim Jarmusch.
Das Boot.
The boot.
So I'm just like looking up people in this movie and being like, oh my god, they do lots of stuff.
Yeah. Actually, the good guys in... Including Tacoma FD.
Yes. Onto that because I didn't mind that.
Well, it's only the two of them, but other members make episode appearances in episodes. Hey, let's do this for Grandpa Wolfhouse
and for Landfill and Gam Gam and America. And America. All right, it's a big chug-a-lug now. We're tied at 3-3. This is the last event.
Chug. Do not chug that drink.
Oh.
I feel so betrayed, Monique. Our finest secret agent. Send her to keep an
eye on you. Oh.
Oh, no.
You.
No.
I went soft now.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
I love the fact that Jürgen Prochnow back in the day played Arnold Schwarzenegger in a TV movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he played Arnold Schwarzenegger in a TV movie called See Arnold Run.
How come I've never heard of this?
It was kind of like a younger actor played him, like in his bodybuilding early years, and also him... Jürgen played him when he's older and running for governor of California.
Again, how have I not heard of this? Are they the same age? I thought he was a bit older than Arnold.
I think they're the same age. I'm going to find out.
He's like nowhere near as humongous as Arnold. No one is.
Well, to be fair, when he was around... When he was around, at least the governorship, he toned down his body a bit. And based on what I've read, Jürgen Prochnow is about somewhere between 6 to 8 years older than Arnold.
Okay, that's so weird. I might need to watch this now. I can't picture it. It feels weird.
But I think another thing I love as well, Arnold Schwarzenegger played Mariska Hargitay's dad in a TV movie about her mum, James Mansfield.
Yeah, but he was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Mm.
I forgot his name though. Oh,
they're bending the recipe.
Our brewery.
Fucking nerd.
Mickey Hargitay was her dad.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. And then
What is happening now?
Well, no, they're going to do an old yellow on Monique.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, they are.
There's too much old yellering in this episode. I don't know if I approve of this. Freaking me out a little bit.
It's okay, they're blanks.
Blanks.
So after this, she survived her, like, her shooting and then went on to become the mumming Precious.
Yeah, that's so how it happened.
Zanud. Oh, wait, I'm Jürgen.
For anyone remotely interested of what Bede mentioned before, the TV movie was the Jane Mansfield story, and Lonnie Anderson played Jane Mansfield against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Why does Ralph Bueller look like a buffed up Tucker Carlson in this movie?
Tucker Carlson wishes he looked that good.
That's what he thinks he looks like, but we know he's a fucking nerd.
Tucker Carlson knows he looks like a giant, disgusting, shit-infested asshole.
Exactly. Got the boot.
See, they needed the nerd's knowledge to conquer Das Boot.
Yes.
So even if the nerd is a frog jerking off guy, he might be smart enough to help you win a contest.
I mean, that's true, and I would let him help me out, and then afterwards I'd wedgie it, but not too hard.
How about we not wedgie the nerd, and we let him help us?
I'd still prefer to wedgie him at some point. How just a little bit.
Ryan, we'll put him in therapy so he stops jerking off the frogs.
Yes.
Come on, Das Boot! Let's do it. Dude, that's racist.
Oh, they took off his yarmulke.
These guys are assholes.
It is odd.
I gotta give Freddy some water because he's drunk it all.
It's GY.
I could see you two do these boots.
Yep.
Oh, well, maybe not you, Colin, I can.
No way.
If it was TNT, remember.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It'd be 1,000 milligrams.
You got it. Oh, my God. Yeah, it would.
I hope it didn't get weird while I was gone for 30 seconds.
Fink is looking at that Ralph Moller like when I look at nerds.
They've worked out the secret of the boot. He knows he's got to turn it. Come on, man, you can do it.
This is the Rocky of beer movies.
But you know what? There's no training montages. I'm kind of upset.
Oh, to be fair, they had a year-long, montage.
I mean, fair, yeah. It took a year.
Uh-oh.
That's bad.
They spilled the drop.
They lost.
USA!
USA! USA! USA!
Told you, America, the greatest
Let's
fucking
be real.
Country
if,
ever.
If the proper Australian team was in this, they would have wiped the floor with everyone.
Team Canada, yep. No contest. We would have sent Ricky from Trailer Park Boys over.
You're the new Germans now. Lol.
Arnold was Austrian.
Yeah, but I'm Jürgen Prock now, being Arnold.
That doesn't count.
It is now.
Bloody hell. And that's the movie.
Yeah.
But now we're Amsterdam. In Amsterdam. We got to go to Weed Fest.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Oh, hello.
Sexy Annie's everywhere.
Mm.
I've been to Amsterdam as well.
Did you have sex in Amsterdam?
Unfortunately, no.
Did you do drugs?
Did you do Molly?
I had a couple of space cakes in Amsterdam.
At least you did something.
Yes.
Did you see tits at least?
I saw plenty.
Okay, all right. I'll forgive you for not fucking.
Let's just say trip. I also saw a show.
Oh.
One of those shows. Not the one from Clerks 2, but, you know, a proper show.
It's Willie Nelson. Oh,
it's Willie Nelson.
Dude, our team would wipe the floor with everyone.
Oh, Team Pee-wee Tuesday would clean up.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg, Cheech and Chong, please. Have you met us? Come on.
Yeah, I think that they should, like, I know they should finally make a sequel and have Willie Nelson, Cheech and Chong, and Seth Rogen on the other team.
Coming up on the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the weed competition. Where's Potfest? I'm waiting.
Where is the broken lizard? We've been waiting for Potfest.
I'm gonna contact all of you and demand a refund. I don't know how that works.
Yes.
We get outtakes.
Yes.
How are we supposed to end the show if there's outtakes?
We have to just watch
Ralph Mauler. Ralph Mauler, Monique.
Oh, I forgot your old Wex. I shot you.
Oh.
Did you have to spray poor little Mersh?
Yeah, because this dumb bitch keeps trying to get on the desk. I keep telling her not to do it.
Mersh, we told you, you've already won an award.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the actress who was in Open Water played Landfill's wife in this movie.
Oh, so that's that one where they left him for dead, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the water.
Yeah, they actually left him behind.
Them, I suppose.
Yeah. Based on something that happened.
Yeah, it was China. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Americans.
All right.
And I looked it up. Those Australian characters were played by British people.
I want a refund. Aww. That's bullshit. Hello, you have perfectly good Australian actors. What is this Australian actor erasure going on?
Yes.
Now, some things have to be adapted, and sometimes English people have to play Australians.
And sometimes Australians have to play Americans and Canadians.
Exactly.
He asked him to paint his chicken coop and he never did. Yeah, that could have been me. Hey, that was a decent Simpsons joke. Someone should have laughed.
Yes, I did laugh. Oh.
Wait, we didn't get this scene in the movie.
I must have seen
Hell yeah, Landfill.
Actually, you know what? I think I've seen I must have saw the director's cut because I remember seeing that scene in when I.
How long is
DVD.
The director's cut if this is almost 2 hours?
It is about 2 hours.
I think that's the end.
Yes.
Now,
well, that was
next,
Beer Fest, everybody.
Coming up next,
Van Wilder.
Time machine. For some
and
reason.
Porky's is on.
Oh, yeah, the newest.
How have we not done Porky's yet?
Yeah, but
we
I
are going
know.
To do Porky's.
Forget all that. How come you've watched Beer Fest? Why the fuck is it recommending you watch American Pickers? The other ones make sense. Hot Tub
because
Time Machine, Porky's, Van Wilder, The Newest Pledge, which I've never heard of.
Because
but American
dude,
Pickers?
Mike from American Pickers, not the skinny guy, the bigger guy with the goatee. He is like the biggest drunk ever. So I connect that.
Maybe that could be it.
It has to be.
Get down.
Anyway, that is the end of this episode.
Indeed. That was a great episode, guys. And we hope all of our audience enjoyed this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yeah, the 2B Tuesdays podcast is on all your podcast streaming platforms. You just need to look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast. But I would hope that you're already subscribed and all that. But if you're not, please do give us a like. You can leave us a review, any of that stuff. We appreciate it. And yeah, all the links for everything related to the 2B Tuesdays podcast can be found at the Linktree, which is linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast, and you will find links to the Super Network's social media, as well as links to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, as well as to all of our other shows that us as individuals do as well. But again, supermarcy.com has everything, and stuff's in the show notes. And I can't even remember what else I meant to say. Yes, Super Marcy, me. I am on all the socials as Super Marcy, one word, Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you get previews of what we've been watching and all that jazz. And check out After Dark with Super Marcy, an adults only podcast. You can find that as well. There's too many things. I try to keep that condensed as possible. Done.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. We recap all the classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day, including the new Ultimate Spider-Man comic, which is freaking amazing, and everyone should read that now. Follow Pop4D on the Facebooks and follow me on my Instagram and my X's on my socials.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com. Come hang out on my Discord. I don't do shit when my kids are here, so I'm usually on Discord. Fuck. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. And Pete.
And if people want to find me out there on the social media outlets, they can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, including all the other podcasts that I co-host with you, Marcy, and as well as listen to my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, along with its spin-off show, Bean and Seed vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and stay tuned for next Tuesday for my pick.
Oh, God, damn it.
And we'll see you all then, everyone. Yeah. See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There is a sport where teams from around the world gather to compete.
Looks like we got the Brits in round one.
Beer Fest.
Let the games begin.
A competition.
If we're going to drink like the Germans, we're going to need a little help.
That could only be called...
Beer Fest!
You boys are a team. You must train for Beer Fest. Yeah! Here, eat, eat, eat. I always sleep better when I have a little sausage with me.
Miss hops.
Miss barley.
Miss yeast.
I think I'll stay away from that one.
Beer Fest.
Any resemblance to any persons, places, or events in this movie are purely coincidental and, frankly, quite sad. If you attempt anything you see in this film at home, you will die. No Germans were harmed during the making of this film. Please drink responsibly and treat all women with respect.